Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where you'll discover a radically more profitable approach to web design and digital marketing. The old school web agency model is outdated and no longer enough. Today, you're expected to have both the marketing stack, so you know what to do, and the tech stack to pull it off. If you're a web designer, Double Stack is the new way to make six figures working out of your house with a laptop. All of this is totally free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. You know what feeling really stinks? I hate it when I pour myself into something like really deeply and just try to over-deliver and just give somebody my best stuff, but then the client's not seeing it. They're just not feeling it. Do you ever do that? Do you ever like write a proposal or build an offer and you're like, man, I'm packing this with all of my best stuff. The price is super reasonable. The client's going to love this, but they don't see it. They just don't see the value in the same way that you and I would. Well, I've uncovered why this happens, and I want to share that with you because what I was thinking of as over-delivering, the client is seeing as overwhelming. And I want to go through an example of converting an overwhelming offer into an over-delivering offer, because when you do it that way, you can actually do less stuff, charge higher prices, get better results, and the client actually sees the value in it. So I want to go through an example of exactly how to pull that off, but I also want to share another tip that was really eye-opening, which was, how can you read your client's mind and kind of know up front if they're going to see the value in the offer even before you present it to them? So I'm going to share that trick with you as well. And then at the end, we'll go through just like a 3-bullet point checklist just to make sure you've got like a high value offer. Now there's two types of over-delivering, right? There's over-delivering with regard to the feature set, which is like, yeah, you got unlimited site updates, unlimited logo revisions, and unlimited social media posts, video edits. They've got a whole library of WordPress tutorial videos in the client area, and Google Analytics reports, and live monthly meetings, and all this stuff. It's like this huge list of stuff, right? And the clients, so you and I are thinking, wow, man, we're over-delivering, like everything I've got, I'm here for you. I'm going to back you up. Whatever you ask, I'm here to do it. So we're thinking we're over-delivering. They're not seeing it that way. They're thinking, I got to watch YouTube videos or WordPress videos on how to like learn how to do stuff. And like, what am I going to do with the Google Analytics report? And like, do I have time to do all these meetings and like unlimited revisions? Like, I don't even know what I would ask you to post on social media if I just asked one thing a month. It's like, how am I going to deal with unlimited things, right? So it's like all of these features are translating into this this overwhelming mindset on the part of the client, but we're not seeing it that way. Like, you and I are thinking, man, I'm giving you all my best stuff. And that's where the gulf is between what we're thinking and what they're thinking. So we think this is this amazing deal. They're thinking, I don't think this is for me. So the better way to over-deliver is to over-deliver with regard to results. And so they're thinking, yeah, I thought I'd probably get a little bit extra traffic, but man, I'm getting leads out the wazoo. I'm getting this avalanche of leads now. Like, that would be a way to over-deliver with regard to results. And that's where we want to put the focus, because if you put the focus on the results, you don't have to say all that stuff. Like, you don't have to go through this gigantic, overwhelming bullet point list of things in order for the client to see the value. So here's how we could convert that into what I would refer to as like a purpose-driven package rather than a feature-driven package. So I'm just going to read through a quick example of how you can articulate a purpose-driven package. It sounds like this. A quick search on Google for accountants in Williamsburg, Virginia showed me that you've been in business for over 5 years, but I'm also seeing that you've got a 3-star average rating and only 4 reviews. So obviously, your in-person reputation isn't shining through online. In my experience, you could at least double the leads you're getting from Google if we gave your online reputation a boost. I specialize in fixing this problem. All I need is for you to share access to your Google business profile with me so I can optimize and manage that for you. I'll also make sure your website and other social media accounts are optimized for local discovery. I might need your help answering a few customer questions. If so, I'll just text you and you can let me know what to say. Other than that, you can expect more leads to start rolling in organically in as little as 6 weeks. Should we do it? Right? So like, that's the offer. Now think about what you're actually doing in that offer. Like, all the things that we just listed are all things that you could be doing. You could be doing the Google Analytics reports to see where the traffic's coming from and helping people get reviews and doing local SEO and like all the features that would ordinarily be in like what we would think of as a high value feature driven offer. You can still do all that stuff. You don't have to do it. Like, if it's not necessary, you don't have to do it. So that means you can offer less stuff. You can definitely say fewer things. And the client sees the purpose behind it. And the purpose is, wow, I'm going to get more organic leads for my business in as little as 6 weeks That sounds awesome. And basically all I have to do is answer a couple texts. If you have some questions as to what to say for like an FAQ, or if a client sends a message, all I have to do is text you from time to time and that's it. Right? So like, think what that means. It means they don't have to log into anywhere. They don't have to watch videos. They don't have to do all this stuff. They don't have to do anything. And that kind of brings to light the difference between what you and I might think, like from a technical perspective, what a solid offer is, and how clients see value. See, clients have these two other features that are easily overlooked by people like you and me. Like when we're looking at that feature set of all of these great things, we're thinking, man, this is my best stuff. I've been doing this a long time and I'm gonna give it to you. Like in an unlimited way even, like you can have as many site edits as you want or whatever. They're thinking two other things. They're gonna think, this is gonna take a lot of my time and a lot of my effort or pain. Like they associate pain and time with the things that we don't associate pain and time with. Like we're thinking, I can do this really quick, it's really easy, I've done it a long time. They're thinking, I'm gonna have to watch videos and I don't want to do that. I'm gonna have to do stuff that I don't want to. It's gonna require a lot of me, both in terms of effort and in terms of time. And when you're trying to figure out the value of something, you kind of put the value kind of up top, but then the time and pain factors, you have to like divide the value by the time and pain. So like if it doesn't take any time and there's no pain, then it's like infinity value, right? Like you're at the top. It's like the denominator is zero, basically, or very, very close to zero. But like the more time and pain that you pile up, the smaller the value becomes. And that's the difference between what you and I might see as value in a package or an offer and how the client sees the value. Because you and I tend to not to process the time and pain because it's easy for us and doesn't take much time. Whereas for them, they're thinking it's going to take a long time and cause a lot of pain. And that denominator keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the larger the denominator is, the lower the average, the overall value of the offer is. And that's where the gulf comes from. Like that's the difference between you and me thinking, man, this thing is packed full of awesome. And they're thinking, yeah, I don't think this is for me. So the key to landing higher ticket clients with this kind of over-delivering style offer really comes down to three things. The first thing is you simplify the offer down to the main result. So like, okay, so you're gonna do all this huge list of stuff. So what, right? Like what is the outcome? Well, in our example, the outcome is you'll get more organic leads rolling in as little as 6 weeks. That sounds really good. So that's thing one, is you simplify the offer down to its primary outcome. Thing number two is you reduce the time and pain that the client has to invest in stuff, right? Because you and I don't tend to think of that because everything is easy and quick for us because we've been doing it a long time. But what is expected of them? Because you want, like, the more you can reduce the time and pain that they feel with regard to how they, their level of participation in this offer, the higher their perceived value of the offer becomes. So that's thing number two, reduce time and pain. And then number three, value price the offer. So instead of pricing how many hours or how much time or the effort or whatever that goes into building all this stuff, set the price based on the value of the results. Because that's what the client wants anyway. Like everything comes down to the results, and faster results are better than waiting a long time for results. Remember we just talked about the time and pain thing? It's like faster's better. Right? So price everything based on the value of the results. And if you do those three things, simplify down to the main result of the offer, reduce the time and pain, and then value price the package rather than hours or whatever, that's kind of your three-step formula for having a really high-ticket offer. So check out this next video over here, and I'll give you a big example of actually converting like a service-driven offer into more of a high-value offer. If you want to see a bigger example, check out this next video right here. If you like this, head over to doublestack.net and check out our free video workshop on high-ticket web design. You can even schedule a call to talk to me personally about how to win more clients at higher prices. Head over to doublestack.net and let's take the next step for your business together.